We not Beats, oh. Power Beats.
No, no, no. No Bluetooth live. Connected.
All we right. Live, nigga. Yeah, we here.
Episode 10.
That's 10.
Ooh, a whole round figure.
That's 10.
Halfway through the season, Justin will get his season 2 popping soon.
Right.
Nigga, dying for a season 2.
Dying for that season 2. Yo.
Yeah, man. All right, so welcome to the Anomaly Podcast. Thank you for tuning in once again. Yeah, man, this is episode 10. I don't really know, like, what to say about it, but I feel really great.
It's
like,
a feat.
Yeah, man, we came together. This is actually technically episode 11, but we're gonna let it go.
Yo, listen.
We're gonna let it go. Right. But, you know what I mean? This episode 10.
History teachers, I tell you.
Right?
Episode History 10. Teachers. Come on, they got PhDs in the past.
Y'all ready for that mid-season break?
Yeah. We're just getting started.
We coming back in the fall?
Oh, we're gonna lose the whole audience.
What?
We're gonna lose the whole audience. We go back for a break that long, nigga. Nah, all right, so then this is the recap episode. We're gonna talk about the best moments.
Nigga, we only 10 in.
Yo, so I think this is a much bigger deal then. Like,
you think it's a much bigger deal?
It's like the 100th episode to me.
I mean, it's been a process.
We didn't even get to season 2 yet.
It's definitely a process.
We didn't even get to season 2 yet.
Yo, I need an opener. Who got an opener?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, shit. Yo, welcome to the podcast. You know what I mean? It's C.Dot Spliffington.
Yeah, we already doing that.
I didn't
just
say
in
that.
The building.
There we go.
Yeah, your boy CP right here.
Niggas ain't do that.
All right.
We got to the shit.
You know who it is, the host. One of the Ducats. But,
you guys take out the Bluetooth?
Yeah, we're going to hold up.
Yeah,
let's pause the
first. Don't whisper that shit to me.
Yeah, let's do a quick check real quick. Because we're going to continue and make sure that, you know what I mean? We get all this hype and excitement.
Right, niggas not loud in here.
Yes, nigga, he's like,
yo. Yeah, when they all right, like, so you smoke all our weed.
And we back with it.
Still, oh, just shit. My bad. We back with it.
Yeah, we just had to make sure that, you know, the technicalities.
Yeah, we
had
to make sure we right.
The production was all good. But, so.
Episode 10.
Episode 10. I think that we're really getting into our niche. No, you can have it that way. Because, no, the other way. Like, me off of it.
Yeah,
I like that. Parks up in here. So, I think that we're getting, into our niche, you know? I think we really do the mental health kind of aspect to it. Because I'll share a little bit about me. I lived under a rock for, like, a good part of my life on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel disconnected as far as an opinion or insight on certain issues. And I acknowledge that I might just be out of touch on certain things. Mm-hmm. But this podcast has helped me, like, really. That's why I kind of, like, you know, we throw, like, different shit that, like, yeah, you don't care about it, but you got to, because, you know what I mean? Like, come on. Like,
that's what niggas is talking about.
Like, as we coming of age now, like, we're right. Gonna be, like, the leaders of the world. You know what I mean? Like,
not me. But
we gotta. No, but even like voting or just like your presence in the community. You know what I mean? If you see, like, two kids wilding out.
Oh, like the Brooklyn community, right?
Yeah.
Like the 90s is popping? like the Brooklyn community?
Nah, we ain't going there yet. That was like a hard steer. Like,
bustle. Listen, we're not moving right now, man. Sorry. You already Brooklyn. Know how I feel.
Brooklyn!
I love Brooklyn.
The community, man.
Don't get it twisted. I love Brooklyn. But New York. Yeah, we gonna talk about this music. We gonna get to that
right now, or y'all wanna like?
Nah, we gonna wait on
y'all
that.
Y'all wanna do the show first? Or
yeah, we gonna
y'all
wait
just
on
wanna
that.
Take the gloves off and just go at it.
We're not gonna do it yet.
All right. So we.
I'm waiting for this thing to get in his bag.
I'm about to go on my bag.
The Heine, Heineken.
Waiting for this thing to get in his bag. He talking mad shit.
So yeah, we coming into it. How y'all feel about 10th episode? Like,
yo,
this is a big deal.
I would like to say, like, I respect all the other podcasters out there because
shit hard.
It takes work.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's not just sitting down talking bullshit. You got to formulate the process. You know what I'm saying? And it is a process. But, yo, it's a feat. We got another 100 more to go, 200 more to go.
Right.
You know, this shit just the beginning.
This nigga just already got season 2 in his head, right?
Already. He already want to go on vacation.
Yeah, he got like. The guest list.
He got his passport ready.
He's gonna come out like a new artist with like
50 features.
Right. Y'all ain't see it, but just has come to the past like 4 or 5 podcasts on with the guests. Yeah, like on some smooth shit, like yo, we here, he ready. Like what? We ain't even what? I respect it though.
I see your direction.
We definitely got places to go with the show. Definitely got more stuff coming at you. Also, as always, you know, you want to share your thoughts, you want to follow and join the conversation. Hashtag the Anomaly Pod on Twitter.
Right.
Lost my train of thought. Twitter. Hashtag Anomaly Pod.
Right.
Hashtag Anomaly Pod. Hashtag Anomaly Pod.
Hashtag everything.
Everything. Yeah. Oh yeah, you go.
You know, but yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming up. You know, and I think like as in our personal journeys, we get more developed and defined in what we're achieving outside of this. We'll grow even more with the show. Yeah, y'all getting a lot of shit for this podcast. Yeah, it's not just
so
shit.
If you're trying to donate some money, just, you know, just don't be scared. Yeah,
I came out of left field.
Yeah, all right.
We not there.
Nigga yet. Came with an uppercut.
We
trying to donate money.
But
we not there yet.
I'm broke. But continue, guys.
Yo, thank you for the support, though.
Yeah,
thanks
we
for listening.
Always appreciate the support,
we
man.
We love that.
I really want to know how y'all feel, though. Like,
I mean, the listeners.
I want to know what y'all think. The listeners of the show.
The analytical guy told us. What we on? Like 22 average, right?
Yeah.
22 plays a week.
20,
thank you. Yo, for 22, I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. For them 22 listeners every week, yo, God bless y'all niggas.
Shouts
yeah.
out.
Like, who's listening? Thank you. Other than that, I'm hyped, son.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So how was y'all week, guys? What's going on? Yo, you know, did anybody take advantage of 7-Eleven Free Slurpee Day?
Nah.
I always miss it.
I keep my phone on low power mode, so I got the email a day later.
Damn.
So
how was your week, man?
Back to this, how's doing?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to hear some stories, but you know, you guys are like not sharing.
I thought I was sharing. I'll put it like this. Boom. It's officially today's the 14th.
Today is the 14th, but they'll be listening to this tomorrow.
No.
But did you know that today is National Nude Day?
So who's nude?
I don't know.
Nobody
like,
here,
you know how,
thankfully.
You know how they have like these stupid holidays?
Yeah.
Yeah, they make money or hashtags and monetize. They just try to monetize
everything
and anything.
Yeah. But I saw that on my feed and I was like, oh, wow. That's very interesting.
Fuck out of here. National New Day.
It's National Weed Day for me.
I think guys are always like trying to find ways to use that. You know what I mean? Like that's just really it. National New Day? All right, somebody's titties are exposed. Not that it's always the ones
just
you want
like that,
to see.
Just like that underwear day.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
No,
they have
no,
that.
Yeah.
So,
there's a whole bunch of them.
My week. We start off by last night. I walked out the house popping tags. Brand new sneakers, brand new socks, brand new underwear, brand new jeans, brand new t-shirt.
Where the fuck you was going?
Yeah, you're a different person, man.
I went to the I was going to go make some money, right? Then they had the blackout. So the train wasn't going to the city.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm like, all right, I got my headphones in. I'm listening to some Soca. I'm like, nah, relit. I started doing Google. I got tickets for a party that I didn't even go to. That's how lit I knew I was gonna get. I ain't a dime in my fucking pocket. So I didn't have a dollar in my pocket. But I said, yo, something gonna happen. I'm gonna make some money. Something gonna happen. Yeah. Nigga. So I'm popping tags, right? Boom. I get tickets to this bar. I don't even end up going. I was in a group chat with my brother and my cousins. I don't even know what happened with that no more. Because I think I just left. I think somebody else answered me. Oh, my cousin's up. My cousin and husband's up from Connecticut. So they like the lime and shit like that. Cool. They had a house party in Bedford-Stuyvesant. Like a, not even a house party. That's like a get together, so they said. But I don't know if I was telling y'all. Niggas had like mad meat there. Pause. But like mad fucking beef. Like nothing I wanted to fucking eat, son. Like
no corn.
No, nigga, yo, Judd, yo, my nigga.
No corn. call.
I thought about you as soon as I got there, and I said, "Yo, fam, you don't even got no grilled corn. You ain't even grilling.
That's the most simplest shit.
Yo, like, you're not even grilling corn. Nah, buddy. Oh, it's all yours. Nah, buddy. I got some henny over there, though." I said, "All right, so fuck it." He's like, "I got bread and I got onions that I made that I seasoned the lamb in." And I was like, "Well, I don't want none of that, so I guess I take this liquor." Needless to say, 20 hours later, peep the story, Senior Slifferton, you can check it if you hear it, it'll be up still for a little bit. The boy got litty, really. My clothes dirty, brand new kicks, not even ruined, but they dirty, broke my bike, and I'm here doing the pod. But prior to that, I've been off for a week, man. Prior to that, man, my sleeping pattern is off. I'm catching like 4 hours of sleep here, hours of sleep there. I'm up to like whenever. I'm a thot. Give me lit, son.
You gotta focus. You about to. Yeah.
That's a fact.
What they say is a city boy summer? Yo, it's a city boy summer, nigga. Yeah. I'm a thot. Give me lit.
Yeah.
I'm out here, son.
We out here.
I'm out here. I'm in the 90s. I'm in the 50s. What up? My 50 niggas, my 90s vibe, what up, fam? BK all day, you know what I mean? Bevis, stop, yeah, all that, nigga. Williamsburg, I'm in there, nigga. Catch the kid, son. I'm out here. And ladies, if you listen to last podcast,
selling dick again.
My heart's still out here for a lady, you know what I mean?
Selling dick again.
My heart's still out here. You catch me on all them shit, son.
Selling dick again.
You're looking for a loved one.
So that good dope, though.
It's
that good dope, though.
Your week was good?
Hey, yeah, how was yours?
Yo, my week was pretty lit, man. Went on a fucking date last night.
Ooh, so all them tips that, you know what I'm saying, man. D Duck is just dropping gems for you.
I got a question. Before you said, did you do a Netflix and chill date?
No, I didn't get to. She's like, nah. She, you know, it's funny. She's like, yo, you better wait and shit like that. I was like,
What are we telling them? That shit was a dub, nigga. That's for a relationship. Mm-hmm. That's when you're already in a relationship.
That's after you put the work in.
Yeah,
like,
that's a fact.
You know what I mean? You gotta earn that. You can't just rip.
So
yo, come to the crib.
What do you mean, sure?
Oh, yo, you know, I got a funny story about that one. So I got that. All right, so prior to that, so off my week, going back, probably like last year, I met her.
Oh, okay.
I'm down here doing my engineering shit. And I hear it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Weird flex, but okay.
We didn't know about that until just now. You know what I mean?
Weird flex.
So
okay.
Eyes open up wide like engineering shit,
bro.
I feel you. I like
that. My son is on that audio engineering. You already know.
Yeah, man. Doing the producing shit like that. Listening to music and shit like that. But I hear
loud ass shit like that.
I hear like loud ass noise, like people arguing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
you saved the day?
Hold on. So I'm like, alright, let me go check it out. Like, shit, I do illegal things here. So you can't be arguing in front of my crib. I gotta go check the scenery out.
Bringing
that. And when I step outside, I see a whole bunch of girls arguing. It was probably like 6-7 of them. They was arguing about somebody cheated, basically. And they popped up on the block. And shit's getting popping off. And the whole time, I'm like, yo, y'all can't do this here. Go take that shit down the block. And I'm thinking it's my little brother friends. It's a whole bunch of random strangers.
Wow. Yeah.
Random girls. In front of my crib. And I'm like, yo, please take that somewhere else. Because it was mad loud. Ridiculous. And the whole time, the argument, this shorty here that I took out yesterday, she's flirting with me. Literally flirting with me while I'm trying to sit you out the...
Yo, you crazy, bro.
Oh, so you organically met her?
Yeah, organically met her.
Oh, okay.
I fucking went to the store after that, like, after the argument. She fucking followed me. We talking and shit. And she put her number on a lottery ticket. And I was like, yeah, I bet.
On a lottery ticket?
Ooh, a fucking lottery ticket.
Jackpot.
Did you win the lottery?
I told her that too. I should have played them. I played them. I should have played them. I'm gonna play them.
I'm gonna play them.
But yeah, that's how it happened. And all right, so we went out last night.
Well, next time, you know, next time you tell that story, if it goes, like, good, you got to be like, well, I did win the jackpot.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I did. But I guess so. I guess so. I mean, whatever. I went out last night, got drunk as fuck. We went to Park Slope. Food was trash.
Park Slope.
Where?
The area?
I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. But you tell me Park Slope. Yeah. I could tell you to...
Yeah, but we're going to
put you onto, like, a good spot, a good Cuban spot.
Okay, okay. Well, next time, she got the next date, so... Yeah. She's taking me out.
Oh, so
time.
It's a date number two. So
oh, wait, wait, sorry. What,
well,
what
she said, well,
you,
this one.
What did you do in Park Slope?
We just really got drunk and just chilled out. Yeah, 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 yeah. Really, and just talk. And really, and mingle.
How'd y'all linked up?
Like, oh, she came over here. She met me at my crib first, where she fucking met me the first time on some weird shit. And we took a cab to fucking to
Park Slope.
Oh,
spending
man.
That
oh.
Bread?
Damn. Yo,
spending
you know
what's funny? You can't
cash
this shit.
Yo,
he didn't say the Uber. He
got cash.
It was cheaper than
expected. It was cheaper than I expected. Yeah. Like, it was
$15. Oh,
yeah.
That's not bad. Oh, I was shocked on the cab X.
Y'all in Dutch on the cab?
Nah.
Oh, you paid?
Yeah, I paid for it.
You paid for the whole night?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Wait. Did you pay for the whole night?
No, I did. I did.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you said pretty much.
I did. You right, but I think...
Oh, you tricking.
No, but I paid for the first date.
Yeah, I paid
for all of my dates. I can't in front.
When I'm really thinking about it,
yeah, it's not until, like, it's got to be deep into it where I'm more like, all right, bitch.
And you know,
you giving me the same shit I'm giving you, like.
You know what's funny? If she was cheating me, I'm going to want to buy something anyway with my fucking money. It's just how I am.
No, but I feel you. I feel what I'm saying, but I feel like, me personally, if I'm in a relationship, after, like, 6 to 8 months, after that, and it's like, alright, I'm gonna pay because I'm a man, because that's what I do. But
yeah, fact.
Alright, bitch.
So
help me out. Yeah, I mean, it comes to a point to like, alright, nigga. Like,
yeah, fact.
Calm that shit down.
Well,
this, so, especially if I, you know what I mean?
Since I never played the I forgot my wallet card.
Nah.
Son, I'll be fine if
you be really forgetting your.
No, I don't play that card. In some of the things I've heard from
women,
they'll come up with that story.
Like, dudes are doing that. I'm like,
I forgot my wallet card.
I would never pay
for the train. Got on. I'm like, oh, all right, I gotta hop back off. Yeah. I can't go meet Shorty without this. Whether it be the coke, the bud, the ID, or whatever.
Fuck my personality and intellect. I gotta go there with my wallet.
Yeah.
That's a fucking fact.
Yeah, I need my shit.
And you know what's crazy?
I need my party pack.
I had my weed on me too when I went out too. Like, I just need certain things with me. Honestly.
That's a fact, son.
And, okay. Alright, so, but basically, next date is on her. So she's paying, for shit. I'm gonna get mad fucking drink. I'm gonna get lit as fuck.
Like a boat.
Then, I fucking.
Don't stop. Keep going.
After fucking. My date was cool. I linked up with Spliffington. Right after.
The Macy Boys.
We was on the block.
I tell this nigga the 90s is popping.
We was on the block. We was playing the block. Oh, night,
niggas
nigga.
Was playing the block, son.
Loud as fuck.
How'd y'all just linked on some, hey?
I needed some bud.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? Come through. I said, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Oh, okay.
A was calling me like, yo, where you at? You got my bike. You see he's coming back. I said, oh, shit. I do got your bike.
Wow. Yo, you had, like, plans and all
that.
This
guy was lit.
Yo, sure. He was like, yo, son.
I was loving
you
it.
You left an hour and a half ago.
Wow.
That's
you were moving like that?
Yeah, I was gone. Nigga, you see my clothes? Nigga, I woke up on her floor like this. Fuck going on here? Say my clothes. What I'm sleeping on? I look around. I say, yo, hey, I'm watching you. I'm watching you, son. What the fuck happened here? She said, yo, you lit, son.
Damn.
She was like, yo, you were lit, B. She said, you didn't go to bed till 10 o'clock this morning. He's like, you remember fighting my son? I said, yeah. I remember play fighting with him. Yeah, me and him was getting just a little tussle.
Yeah.
Yo.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
That shit canoeing. Yo, it's still canoeing right now.
Yo, this nigga, she goes, I'm chilling with the nigga, right? And this nigga, he's like a little nigga. He's like 14 now.
Mm-hmm.
But he's only 14. He's like 2 years younger than my daughter. So he's only 14. So he's getting big. He plays sports. So you know what I mean? He got getting a little physique. So, you know, his check poking out. Yeah, and I've always been a slim dude. So, he looking at me like I'm food. I get a fam.
Oh, nah, fuck you.
I say, yo, all I gotta do is... what was it? I remember it. It was playing basketball. And he's like, yo, I'm bust your ass. I said, all right, that's cool. You like, that's cool. You can bust my ass. But I said, tell you one thing. Let me get that ball in the post. It's a wrap for you. He said, you make me mad small. I said, oh, yeah? I said, look, try to post me up. I'm going to try to post you up right now. Nigga, I did two pretend bounce dribbles. That nigga was in the wall. Yo, my nigga, I said like this. Doom. Doom. That nigga was on the floor in the wall. I said, yo, little nigga.
Unnecessary.
No, but sometimes you got to do that to these little niggas. So you got to let them know, like... This ain't a game,
you
know, nigga.
This is yesterday you was doing that too?
This morning. This is like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you was lit as shit. So I thought you was like really, really doing it. Like,
it's like 9:30 in the morning. He's about to go to practice.
It's the warm-up?
It's like 9:30 in the morning. He's about to go to practice, nigga. I'm backing this and get down with the imaginary basketball in his living room. Nigga, I took two imaginary bounces. Boom. Boom. Nigga was on the ground. I said, what up, little nigga? I thought I was small. I wasn't ready. I said, nigga, get the fuck the cops. Look at the practice, nigga. Look at it.
Yeah, I'm almost... I'm nowhere near that stage with my nephew, but I don't be holding back to whoop his ass. Let him know.
I fucking love my
nephew. I mean, he's only four, but you know.
So I'm just wrong, though. You didn't toast it right?
Probably didn't.
Nah. What's CP? What's going on, son?
Me? I'm chilling, man. I worked hard this week.
This nigga sound mad calm, man.
My money is fucking right.
Yeah?
That's it.
Ready to do something?
Damn, we're flux, but cool.
I mean, like...
Me a dollar.
You said it like you about to...
What you about to do?
You got plans coming up, you...
Stay
tuned. You coming to X5?
Okay, stay tuned, all right.
Stay tuned.
Say less. I'm always staying tuned.
You feel
my
me?
My week was slow, man. On some real, like... I was recluse for a little bit. So I had to go out.
Mr. Mixie dating guy himself?
Yeah.
You was a recluse?
You wasn't being a thot somewhere?
Nah, so I was like...
It's really been a city boy summer, son. Like,
it really has. Yeah. It really has. Like, I don't even know who I am. Here. But yeah, but I went out last night. Damn, yesterday was a real, like, eventful day. Oh, my pops retired from the MTA.
Oh, officially?
Yeah, officially, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Congrats, man.
Yeah, man.
That's like 20?
25.
20, yeah, 20 plus. 25, I knew it was 20 plus, yeah.
Pension lit.
Yeah, man.
Pension lit. He got the gold rolly?
Oh, nah.
They don't do those no more, right?
No.
That shit comes.
Gold rolly?
Yeah, these, like, companies
usually give you shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Like, I kid you not, somebody like the 60s or 70s that did retired at that age, he got a gold watch.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be a Movado or a Rolex, whatever it may be, but he definitely got to go watch. There was companies in that era doing shit like that.
Yeah. Okay.
When you did to 20, 25,
too many niggas jump in the turnstile. They couldn't.
Yeah, they couldn't.
Yo, they got that. They that ass took an ad.
I'm
that shit. So it's like, yo, we'd rather take your 275 than your stack in fines. I was like, y'all niggas take that stack.
Right.
Yeah, because I ain't paying that stack either. I'm
gonna jump over that farm too.
Sean Marion and that bitch, nigga. I'm out, man. You wildin', nigga. That fucking paying that shit.
Right over that
you
shit.
Bug it. So, put some AC.
No. The AC was blessing me today. On the train, today.
It gets
not the train. I'm talking about in the
station.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the station.
That ain't happening.
Nah.
I need something, son. Like, that shit.
Nah.
Put some fans up or something, my nigga. Like, that shit crazy.
Now, some stations be hotter than others.
Yeah,
man. He's really outside. Underneath here, son.
Yeah, right. Hell.
We here.
No. Oh.
The government should
be. The blackout.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Mom.
What was y'all doing?
I just want to let y'all know. I was starting on a rooftop. That's how
when
my
did
night
happen?
Ended.
Last
night.
Okay.
It's imperative to know that
you
I was
starting
out there
on a rooftop.
With my cousin.
So everybody's doing a red flex today.
Was on the rooftop.
We got the engineer. You got the money right.
I'm sorry.
I was on the rooftop. So everybody doing a weird flex today. Okay.
I mean,
okay.
My flex is more like, you know, I conquered my mental lows, my emotional lows this week. Yeah,
right.
I was recluse, feeling like ick, and then came back, finished it on time.
So that's why you wasn't popping in the chat.
Yeah, I was too busy flexing on.
Yeah, I swear. When the fuck I get ignored in every chat I'm in, son. I swear to God, son. Nah, yeah, I'm like in 3 group chats, and I swear niggas don't respond to me, son.
Nah, hold up.
They don't even be there.
Because you said you were somewhere.
Yeah, I swear, son. I swear niggas don't be responding to me. I was so lit last night. I was in the one group chat from all my old job members. And I had to do all... I don't know what. I had to look at this one. I'm like, oh, shit. I had to write, like, my bad, fellas. I said, my bad. I was high last night.
Oh, shit. So you gotta, yeah, man.
Yo, see that Spliffington, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So nobody gonna tell me when the blackout happened.
Oh, where you was at?
I don't fucking. When did it happen? When did it happen?
I was trying to leave the house to go make some money.
It was last night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was trying to make some bread around like 7 o'clock. No, this is way after. But around 7 o'clock p.m., I went to the Q train right there over on Church Ave over there.
I was around there around 7.
Yeah, I went over there to go. I hopped the turnstile.
Not today.
Hopped that motherfucker. I went down. The train was there, but it was stopped for like mad long. So I was like, nah, I don't want to get on that train. Whatever. And then another one came, and then stopped mad long again.
So you.
And then it was like, yo, this train is going to have significant delays to Manhattan. Cool. 5 minutes later, that train left. I still stood there. Whatever. A third one came. I was like, I'm going to get on this one. That shit opened, closed, and then opened one more time. Yo, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. If you want to find another way to get uptown, find it. Because there's no trains going into Manhattan.
Wow. Yeah.
That's what I literally heard a nigga on the PA.
So a real nigga was like, yo.
Yeah. The doors open, closed, open. Yo.
He got everybody's attention.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo.
It's some real shit.
I don't know how long I'm going to be here. There's no power. There's power outages in certain parts of the MTA. So there's no trains going into the city.
Yo.
You can stay? Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind you.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Is he going to keep the engine running with the AC pump?
No, the door's wide open, nigga.
He get paid, bro. I mean,
that is so lit. Like.
Yeah, and his shit, he was great. Like, and his shit, but that nigga let the doors wide open, so that AC was out the fucking window. You know what I mean? But he was lit. That nigga's window was all the way the fuck up. Yeah. He said what he said.
Yeah.
I watched things go like this on the glass. And he's like this.
On his phone.
For real, what could he do?
Like,
I mean, like, for real, what could he do?
Yeah. And not even what I can do. Nigga, I told you.
I told you.
I just said what it was. You know what I mean? Like,
But you know what, though? I mean, he could at least
tell the
directions. Like, yo, is your transfer or whatever, or something like that.
No, he can't do that either.
He should be able to know the connections.
Yeah, but it's right,
Ain't no connections.
Yeah, no train.
No, I know, not with the trains, but like, you know what I mean? Like,
some type of guidance.
Go upstairs if they know how to navigate through a station or something like that. Or
it's literally,
if there's a bus line or something, you know what I mean?
If this was like Port Authority, I'd say that, but this is literally the Church Avenue station. So it's, you get off here or you get off here.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? It's like 2 exits, my nigga. That's it. Yeah. And there's no, is either one, one on the Church Ave and the Caton side. So there's nobody. It's just turnstiles. So you can get out, or you can go on the park side.
Yeah.
So you just
The park side, right?
So you just burn 275, just straight up and just.
I didn't. I remember I told you I hopped that shit. I said not today, Saint.
Smart.
No, for real. And in the case like that, like, come on, son.
Yeah, you're like,
come on.
No wonder why I don't pay for this shit, nigga.
Facts. Justified. That shit was justified. Like that.
Fuck MT, but I love y'all niggas, so I still need y'all. So where you was at?
Hey, I'm recording.
Yo.
Oh, man.
This nigga's
wild. Still on our week?
No. I finished that. We finished with me conquering him.
Yeah. Oh, everybody did a red flex at engineering.
Rooftop, you was talking about
money,
the,
right? My bad.
But you know what, though?
That was everybody's week, right? Weird flex week?
That's not the first power outage that's been happening in the city. Like, it's the first probably with the MTA to this magnitude, but there's been power outages in other parts of Brooklyn. I'm pretty sure other parts of, you know, other boroughs and such.
But
I better not come to
the We really have this. We have a real big infrastructure problem in the city, bro. Like,
probably. Oh, like, so many people. But, overload.
But like, imagine how much business was lost last night.
Yeah, the Postmates app.
You know what I mean?
Lit like blood red. I was like, yo, if I could have just got there, yeah. Like, that shit was blood red. Like, yeah. Yo. Niggas need for food.
We need resources.
I'm looking at this shit like.
So damn. I know Uber. When prices come,
yeah,
I'm gonna be lit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, once I fix my bike,
it's just
you gotta be out there when a crisis happening.
I think we do. I mean, it might. I don't know how it'll work, but I think we need more access, like, in and out from the boroughs to other parts. You know what I mean? It just can't be. These couple of bridges, yeah. These couple
bridges,
of trains,
these
like,
trains.
Especially with the amount of people that we have now.
True.
You know? We gotta really start.
It's easy to quarantine
people.
Man.
Well,
you see, it's definitely easier to quarantine people like this.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's definitely easier to quarantine people the way it's set
and
up.
I want to tell you, yeah, I did go out for the 4th of July to the Brooklyn
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I did. I did that, and I went to the Brooklyn Bridge, seeing that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. You was there?
Yeah.
I was there.
Really?
Yeah, but I was on Manhattan side.
Oh,
okay.
I was on Manhattan.
Y'all not, yo.
Yeah,
I stay.
I thought I seen you across the water though, son. On some G shit.
It wasn't me. But nah. But what I noticed was they did a poor job of managing the streets to block off the cars people.
Yeah. On the double side.
To guide them to where
emergency management.
It really,
and on the city side,
it stopped traffic. Mm-hmm. Cars were stuck because of a sea of people.
Yeah. Like, remember, this was a slight tangent, but when it snowed, and it wasn't even that much snow, they told sanitation to not even touch the streets.
Yeah.
Because it only snowed for like an hour.
Yeah.
But that's just.
And then the sun was supposed to come back out, but it just happened to stick more than they thought, and cars were stuck. Like, it took people like 6 hours to get.
Yeah.
Like from Flatbush to Bed-Stuy.
Yeah, I love my city, but living somewhere else for like 12, 13 years and seeing snow, like actual snow,
yeah,
and still whipping through that bitch to come to a city and be like, yo, my nigga.
I wouldn't do a city. A lot of people out here can't drive.
Well, that's my point. That's what I was about to get to. I'm just like, yo, to come back to the city and it's like, yo, what are y'all doing? It's like when the first rain falls. Mm-hmm. And niggas, all of a sudden, you driving on the highway 50, 60 miles out, chilling on FDR, chilling. Drops coming out. All of a sudden, niggas going, ah! It's like, yo, my nigga, relax.
Yeah.
It's just rain.
Yeah.
Just rain. Like, the chemical bond of the tires is rubber. It's supposed to still stick to the
stick
road.
To the road.
Relax.
You good.
Relax. Like, yo.
But I think they'd be like, oh, now I can't. Be on my phone as much. I'm like, yo, get the fuck off your phone, man. I've been seeing too many people on their phones.
Yo, look at the road. Look at the road.
And it's like older people, and not to be.
Yeah,
like
it definitely
age,
older
age
and cops. Older people in cops.
I don't want people with gray hair checking their phone.
If I'm not mistaken, Florida just recently passed the law that you can be on your phone.
But we had that.
We have that.
We had that law
before
Florida,
they just
passed it.
What's
wrong with Florida?
Because flood ice.
Yo, what's wrong with Florida?
Like, yeah, so you know
they did a movie, Florida Man, son. That's a fact.
Oh my goodness, what that shit would be like the Purge.
Yo, the Florida Man movie. Yo, I'm seeing that, son. I'm. That's breaking box office records.
Now that's gonna be a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah,
like,
yo,
different perspectives. Of like how fucked up a day of a Florida man can be.
Shit,
Florida man,
damn.
That's a Netflix.
But that shit gonna be underwater anyway. So
it is, right? Trinidad too.
Yeah, it's just
California. There's mad places about to sink.
I'm gonna enjoy Trinidad as much as I can.
I want
beforehand.
I'm gonna buy it.
But yeah, infrastructure, man. Like that, I think that shit is all tied into infrastructure. I think that like we're like at the time where we should be having like those Futurama. Tubes, you know what I mean? To, like,
something
to get us like through waters and shit like that.
But I be thinking the same shit. But is it financially beneficial to the people that own that technology? Oh no, they can do that. I don't think it is for them.
You know what?
I don't think it is for them.
You know what it doesn't help?
So they'd rather not do it just yet.
Them,
you know what I mean?
Them losing or trying to sway people's mind about science. Because you've seen Donald Trump not really siding with the scientists or anything like that. So now, I'm just saying the science.
Like, yeah, Donald Trump. I follow. Trump saying wind turbines cause cancer.
Like when you disapprove scientists, then it like slows down research to get to that
step. Gotcha.
You get what I'm saying?
No. I just didn't understand what the gotcha.
Yeah, man.
What did he say? He said wind turbines cause cancer.
Yeah, son. Some bogus shit.
Wind turbines cause cancer.
Hold on. The wind.
Yes.
Wind. Natural God. Wind. Yeah.
But the spray tan he used don't.
The spray tan he used for.
He fucking up the ozone layer. They like, but he don't believe in science. The shit just spinning. It's just the way it is.
That nigga dumb.
Listen,
that nigga dumb, son. But
I forgot what I was gonna say. You were talking about before you were talking about science. You mentioned something, and then CP responded.
Basically, the whole infrastructure situation.
Yo, you talking about the infrastructure?
Yeah.
I said I want to buy Trinidad. That's what I said.
A lot of people want to do that.
Nah. Who?
Couple people I know.
Want to buy a shirt at?
Mm-hmm.
Who you know?
I mean,
who you know want to buy a shirt?
They ain't gonna have beef with them.
You see me, buddy? Who you know want to buy a shirt at?
Two friends I really want to buy a shirt at when they get older.
Yeah, I never heard nobody say no shit like that.
I know, right? It's weird. It's weird. But when you meet them, you're like, oh, alright. And then.
I'm assuming their bloodline is trimming.
Yeah.
Nah. Nah. Yo. Well, no. Yo, that looks suspect as hell.
But
that nigga said,
I mean, when it
I would think so, but you didn't get that answer. Like, yes.
He's like, oh, I did get it. So, but yeah, but come on. Man.
No, their bloodline is not trimming.
No, they
are.
Oh,
yeah.
They just.
I don't know.
We just got.
I'm watching you, son.
Like the infrastructure of people, the roads.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, so that there's what I was gonna say. How you're saying that they're like disproving science and kind of making people guess it, but also with the people who profit from oil, like they're really not trying to lose that money.
They're not
and let it go into green, because you know, like unless they are the pioneers in the green game, which
they're taking
all this traffic,
right,
and put it into a whole new avenue, and you're losing all that control, influence, all that stuff.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of bloodshed that's gonna have to happen, in order for that to really go down.
That's a fact.
But I think that we're more than capable of doing that.
Oh, we are. 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I feel like it's
we're more than capable of 20 years ago.
Eco cities, you know.
I think those thoughts of that have slowed down in America.
Yeah.
It's slowed down because of this man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
He has his homeboy as the EPA.
Well, you seen what's the words? They're choosing wisely on who to give grants to on certain educational things. So if you're like Chinese or Indonesian or you're from India or whatever, like literally from there, not just your parents are from there and you were born here, but like you just came here. Since he's been in power, they're trying their best not to give these people these grants to get this education.
Wow.
And hot take, I'm cool with it.
Me too.
I'm cool with it. Because all you're doing is going to take my education and leave.
And
you're leaving. You're leaving with it. And then you're not going to put nothing else into the system. You're not putting nothing else in. You're just taking it and
leaving. And you're going to make more money.
Somewhere else. Just somewhere else. Just somewhere else. You know what I mean? So,
I feel that.
But his reason is treason. I can't have Chinese people here learning these and this and that. So that I get that too. But I'm on a different. You know what I mean? But I get what he's saying too.
Wow.
You heard about that? I said that in the group about a week or two ago. I said that.
Honestly, so do you think the whole Trump phobia thing is kind of wearing off? When you think about it logically, it seems like a good idea. But I'm talking about as far as America being so damn free.
That's somebody.
I mean, it's free for it's somebody. In the damn Star Spangled Banner, right? Mm-hmm. Promoting this freedom.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it was already, if someone wrote up the, if it was something that you need to, like, actually put more funds into, it was already instilled, they had an actual fund for the Indonesians or whatever.
You know what they need to do?
I don't know, son. I mean, this is an Indian giver country. I mean, we become the country that we have to be in everybody's shit. Man. So
from the beginning.
That's why they have to be open and free, because they have to set the example, right? But now it's going backwards.
I'm about to get my coding bag. The Constitution needs to be open source. It needs to be able to change.
Well, they're trying to implement the Constitution everywhere else in the country, like in the world. Mm-hmm. They try to make everything a democracy, yeah, everywhere else.
But it needs to be an open source.
Who's going to?
Well, that's what supposedly the NATO thing is for. Changes.
That's the whole purpose.
Supposedly the NATO, it's the UN, supposed, you know, to, I mean, be that. House where they all supposed to come together.
Oh, that UN shit? Don't get me started on that.
Yeah, that's
UN shit is not open source. That's a government funded thing. That's elites coming together to make one world government. One thing. They're trying to disestablish God. They're like, don't get me started on that UN shit, son. Yeah.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with the UN.
Bro. Yeah, me too.
I don't know, man.
So, but, no, because but what you were just speaking about
of government, so right. They're not like they're not loyal to the United States. They're not loyal to Britain. It's an independent body.
So what's your example of an open source constitution?
I know that's what it says, but do you think so? I don't think so.
Well, okay, but
especially when certain people in the UN are part of these other Bilderberg group, they're part of this 13 group, they're part of this group, and they're still in this UN. Like, these people,
I don't know.
The Bilderberg group, and there's like, there's another, like the Clintons, there's a couple of influential people, part of these secret groups that put in place to have this UN thing. Like, not even the UN, it's another, not the UN.
So, what's your example, or better example, what would you do for an open source constitution that you're speaking of? Because this is what brings the Constitution to the table and people's views, and when they try to formulate some kind of idea to keep peace.
Literally just me and you coming to the thing, not 10 people behind me with 50 bags of money.
Well, you know,
and then me coming to the table.
I don't know. Well,
you see what I'm saying?
Would you take a poor man's views?
I'd have to take everybody's view. Yeah. Okay. That's the whole point. That's my whole point. I need to take everybody's view.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Whether I think it's valid or not.
Okay.
Because I just need to take it.
You know what I mean? Well, I take it's valid or not. I can dismiss it all I want, but I still need to take it. I need to process, because I might think that's bullshit. You might say something, I'm like, whatever. But as long as I keep taking this information, all of a sudden, every third person, every fifth person, every tenth person might come with your same view. Mm. Oh, and all of a sudden, I'm like, all right, well, maybe it's like 30,000 people that feel the same thing like this man. Yeah. So it can't be that crazy. And then before you know it, it's like, oh shit. Like, alright, so that's how y'all feeling out here. Alright, what's the common ground right now then?
Right.
Cause clearly this is how people feeling. You know what I mean? But it's hard. It's hard to get all that data. It's hard to do all that.
That's kinda how things are.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
I think there's certain people.
Yeah, he would be. Like, yeah.
I don't think so. I don't believe it.
I
feel only certain people are running certain things.
Maybe the bar isn't...
There's like 50
channels. Maybe there's not a standard bar like everywhere you go. But I think for the most part, the infrastructure, if you will, of like the government is run that way.
There's lobbyists. That's what I'm saying. I don't believe that. Because I know that's what it's supposed to be, and that's how it looks that way. Yeah. But behind the scenes, there's people with money.
Mm-hmm. Really puppeteering.
Yeah, and well, doing so.
Well, then, all right, that's democracy with a capitalist economy.
Well, but that's just life. This is life. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, what I'm trying to say, I'm trying to get rid of all that. Like, no, nigga, I want people to know, like, that money don't mean nothing, my nigga.
So then you would want socialism.
Right.
If that's what it is, then that's what it is. I don't know those terms.
Socialism is...
Because I feel like I want everything from all those terms you want to say, but I want a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Socialism is basically like all the stuff that we aspire when we get money, like healthcare, you know, family care, like things like that, just to make sure like we're good. That stuff is like the library card. Like, we're all entitled to that shit.
I don't think that. I don't think we're all entitled to
anything. No, but not to say that we're entitled. Like, we get that. Like, when you are ready to you know, have your family and all that stuff, like, you get house visits from your doctor, you get a nanny, cool. You get, like,
I figure you got paid for it, though. That'd be nice.
That's, like, it's already, you already paid for it. Just like how you already paid for Medicare and shit like that. Like, sure, your taxes might be a little bit higher.
Oh, okay.
But you'll still do your thing. You'll do whatever the fuck it is that you want to do. Become who you want to be.
Well, that's fine.
But, like, you'll get those things.
As long as people are paying for it, then yeah.
But, yeah, so yeah, socialism.
Yeah. As long as you're paying for it, I'm fine with that. And I'm willing to give out handouts or, like, grants and shit like that for certain people or certain things. Like, oh, you got one leg, you da-da-da. But with me, I'm not with the whole welfare for 20 years. I'm not...
Well, I mean, essentially, you'll be getting welfare, but it won't have that negative stigma to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll be a form of welfare, like government subsidies.
Yes. How? I just said if I'm paying for it.
No.
That's what I'm saying. No, I don't want to. If I'm paying for it, then you can't put that tag on it. If it's taking out my taxes that I pay for, then you can't put that tag on it to me. You're not going to guilt me into feeling like I'm taking something.
No, because even in student loans, your grants, that's a form of welfare.
But you're paying that back, aren't you?
Not grants.
Not the grants.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah, so that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you had to pay for something back or whatever, then I don't want to have that term attached to it.
Yeah, I think. Okay.
That's fair, but yes, it will be.
That's not cool.
Like, that's like...
That's not cool.
Okay.
It's just not cool, man.
But yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, the way that the climate is right now, people are, like, really concerned with the 2020 election, with everything that's happening. They think that this is a serious... People are talking about it being a serious threat to democracy. The way that Russia infiltrated the 2016 elections. And so with how now we have like the radical left, and that is kind of...
What's the radical left?
Like the AOCs, the Bernie Sanders, these people who I guess represent like the oppressed, so like women.
But what makes them radical? That's what I'm saying, what makes it radical left? I don't even know what makes it left.
Radical left is like... ideologies of like free healthcare, the wiping of the student loan debt, college free education, free college for everybody, basically like socialism. Like, you should be getting, these are basic rights, like everybody should be entitled to things. But that's how they present it.
It sounds good, but advocate. when you start using that word entitled, that's when I'm like, nah.
Well, maybe not entitled, but it's a human right.
A human right, that too.
Okay,
no,
well,
I'm not with it.
Or a birthright, a natural right.
No, it's none of that.
Those are like legitimate terminologies.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, no.
Study of sociology and stuff.
Then I guess I'm not a socialist. Then like, no, you can't use it for me personally. It's like, no.
But why? What about that term bothers you so much? But the act is okay with it. You're okay with it.
If you work hard to get it, then yeah. But just because you are anybody, don't mean you deserve or you're entitled to anything.
You know,
that's my point.
You know why we don't get shit? Because we're not together, right? Period. Period.
I don't know. Am I bugging? I don't feel nobody's entitled to anything. I don't feel anybody deserves anything. You work for it or you don't.
So we don't get basic human rights? Talk about it, because
so like, all right,
the whole I think that's understood.
I never talk about it. I'm talking about somebody just getting a house for free, healthcare. Like, no, nigga, you got to pay for that.
It raises questions. I just feel the whole immigration thing that's going on at the borders right now. That's what they're fighting for.
Oh yeah, ICE is out there, son.
Basic human rights that they basically neglecting.
Mm-hmm.
For who?
Trump's dead seriously said, yo, they, who cares about them? They are animals. It was reported.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't go sign that. Yeah. But you there's a process for everything. So if you want to come to the country, my mother came to this country, and guess what? She filled out a citizen. She did the test. She did what she's supposed to do.
Did she get here legally? That's the thing. That's what they trying to hit people in the head with. Did they get the visa?
Yeah.
Did somebody sponsor them? That whole nine. That's what they talking about. That's illegal.
My mom came here with Jenna and did what she was supposed to. Get the visa. Did you know what I mean? She did what she was supposed to do. But that's so what I have no, I have no sympathy for somebody who didn't do what they were supposed to do.
But but you gotta understand.
It's like somebody else who did for me.
Well, but that's all right, what, but that's a like what I think you were about to say this, but they're coming here because the shit that's happening at home is life or death.
That's cool. I get it.
Wow.
I get it. Mm-hmm. But there's rules and regulations and shit. So if I gotta be penalized for rules and regulations and shit, you gotta be penalized for rules and regulations and shit too, my nigga.
Well, it's just what it is. That, but they just have to improve the process of how they take care of these situations. You know what I'm saying? Like,
my mom didn't go through none of that. She went, she came, got the visa, she did this, did that.
Right. Yeah, but your experience is everybody's experience. Right.
Nobody's not running from bombs. America bombs.
Again, it's the same thing we talked about earlier. America's bombing about, like, other people's countries. We may not care about it, but like, you
literally
know, you gotta get out of
bombing yourself. Other people's countries and expect them to just pick up from where they at.
Yeah, they wild for that.
So that's what I'm saying. And that's another thing. America feel bad. When it was Obama, that's why he gave people, you know, the whole dreamer thing. That's why he lent open the hand, because he knew the destruction that was going on over there. They're gonna have to leave.
Man, I just think my heart's too cold sometimes.
It is.
I just think that.
But it's cool. Yeah. And I understand.
I feel bad though sometimes. It's like, because I'm talking and y'all niggas looking at me like I'm fucking bugging.
No. We understand because we understand because I agree with you with some points because my nigga, like, it's unfortunate, but, like, yo, America need to get some, like, we still got homeless problems. That's an issue, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like, we got our own shit here, that's what I'm saying, like.
But that's the problem with America. We gotta be in everybody else's shit.
That's fucked up.
And that gets expensive.
Yeah, that's, yeah, hell yeah.
Well, yo, what's that debt at?
I mean, that's how we do shit. We do shit on debt. You know? Yeah. Like,
debt's money. Yeah. Credit card. Yeah. Debt is money.
China looking at him like, yo, my nigga, I'm about to take a chunk of America.
Would
nigga.
You ever believe that debt equals money?
I mean, I'm not a financial connoisseur. It does. But it does. Yeah. Your ability to manage debt.
Debt equals money, sir. Yeah. That shit crazy. That's how our money's being printed. Everything off of debt.
Debt, because that gold been dried up. That shit gone. They ain't got it.
That shit ain't under the city, right?
That's why
they be front, right? You see them documents like, we got so much gold under the city. That's under that.
Which Federal Reserve or what fort or Alamo or whatever. They don't got the gold.
The Federal Reserve is not even federal. They just put that in there to make it sound like it was literally.
It's definitely private.
J.P. Morgan and like 10 other niggas? Like, right. 8 other niggas? On an island? Right. On Jekyll's Island or whatever the fuck it was?
Are you talking about the man?
Conspiracy talk.
Yeah, conspiracy talk.
Okay.
Conspiracy talk.
Y'all don't go there.
But, you know what I mean? Like, That shit crazy, son. Who's still banging with Chase? Y'all fucking frauds out here. Banging with Chase?
Not I.
JP Morgan ass niggas?
Not I.
Nah?
Yo, just the other day.
You JP ass Morgan ass niggas?
I read somewhere that, about $1.5 billion worth of cocaine was found on a shipping container. Guess what company owned that shipping container?
Coca-Cola.
Chase.
Oh, Chase. So, wow.
JP Morgan out here getting that money.
For the bonus party.
Yo, talk about it. Yo.
My nigga.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that up, son?
Truckload of
they coke. In $1.5 billion. You can look it up. It's there. Yeah.
No, dollars. They put a cash. They put a 1.5 billion.
How the worth?
Yeah, the
how
worth
much
of
was
it
was on the ship.
So
that was backed and paid for and owned by J.P. Morgan Chase.
So you gotta figure. What's the numbers looking like right now? 22, 25 a key.
It's probably higher. It's stupid.
No, but I'm just saying at that price, if he's bought that much coke, he had to be paying like close to 20 a key, maybe, right? 17 a key.
I'm gonna say a little bit more. Yeah,
still,
it's because
if you're buying that much coke,
to get it, it depends on where you're getting it from.
Mm.
I did learn. All right,
so
I learned this on Netflix, y'all. So watching dope on Netflix, that shit fire.
So 25.
A little bit more, because they said the further it goes, the higher the value it gets, and it reached $60,000 to $80,000.
A key
to get it to LA from Tijuana is $80,000.
Mm-hmm. You get bread.
Wow.
80 a key.
80
a key.
Not a key, but no, that's like, what I'm saying. Like, probably about, they said eight keys. It was $80,000. So about 10, 20. So it was consignee.
And that's just where he got caught.
They did consignee, but they were saying like per key. They said per key, it's the value of $60,000.
The value of $60,000. That means what he paid for it, though, was probably like 25.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So let's just say 30.
Right.
So you telling me he had like 1.5 billion. Mm-hmm. Son, so 30 a key. Son, that's a couple keys. Son. That's like a pallet and a half.
But then they wonder where the
drug that's like came a pallet from and a half of coke.
The error, right? Black people definitely had a connection to get that kind of shit.
My nigga, I'm just imagining that pallet to coke right out. That's like pallets.
That's money.
JP ass Morgan ass.
Yeah, they did that.
What's next?
I'm just kind of like just thinking about how crazy that combo was just now.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
Yeah. So what's on the docket? We doing the pod, right?
Yeah, we're still doing it. So I just wanted to pull up something. I had some information to share for the ICE raids that's been going on.
That's crazy.
You seen any of them? He said, yo. Everybody knows what's going on. So, what is it a secret about? He seen anything he said? He's like, everybody knows what's going on. I'm doing it from Sunday to Sunday. Blah, blah, blah. Yo, he's like, I think I see Yosemite Sam when I see this nigga Donald Trump, son. I see Yosemite Sam with the two guns blazing. You know what I mean? Like, I just see this nigga wilding, B. Every time I look at this nigga.
And that man got the codes to the nuclear weapon. He got the code. Like, he could really...
You think they gave him the wrong key?
Nah, I think...
gave him the fake key? Like, yo, this nigga's wilding, son.
I think it probably goes through a couple of more other protocols before they say okay.
They probably definitely put a couple of more protocols before he got it off. He's like, hold on.
Yeah, that man, but low-key... He gonna try to be a dictator, so he gonna put some crazy law in and make a president.
You seen he was trying to do an armed forces parade.
Well, he did it.
He did it? Where?
Yeah, he did it for 4th of July.
Where?
In D.C., where they parked up the tanks and had the fighter jets. Yeah, we paid $4 million.
Oh, that happened?
Out of the taxpayer dollars, yeah. $4 million.
You know who else did that? You know who else did
that? North Korea. North China. Korea. All those countries, yeah.
Mussolini.
Yeah.
Hitler,
all of them.
Alright.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Stalin. Like, let's keep it a buck. Like,
he is of German descent.
These are the people that done army parades.
Shit.
Okay. I never even looked into him.
What are we on?
Before we go into what you know you just woke up for.
Yeah, sneak over here.
Just to share some information about people concerned if ICE comes to your door. Just a couple of things to do.
Don't answer that shit.
Yeah. Do not open the doors. ICE cannot come in without a signed warrant by a criminal court judge. They can only come in if you let them. So remember that. Also, remain silent. ICE can use anything you say against you in your immigration case. So claim your right to remain silent. You could always say, I plead the Fifth Amendment and choose to remain silent. Also, do not sign anything. Anything ICE gives you, don't sign it unless you have an attorney and your attorney says to sign it.
That's a fact.
Also,
wise words to live by.
Report and record.
This is useful, yeah.
Report immediately UWD, which stands for United We Dream. It's a immigrant youth nonprofit. Pretty much is a safe hotline. 1-844-363-1423. Take pictures and videos unless you're on a federal government property. Take notes of badge numbers, numbers of agents, time, type of car, and exactly what happened, and just be as detailed as possible.
Be safe out there, my guys.
Yeah, man. Hold it down, man. Fuck these coppers.
You want to get into the music part, or you want to talk a little bit more about something?
Bitch, I'm a thot! Give me lit! Yeah. It's the 90s! We here!
We here.
It's Brooklyn, baby!
Okay. DK.
Yo, Bobby, come home, please.
Yeah, Bobby, come home too. Tell
but nah, listen.
You gonna make sure. It so weird?
Yeah. I'm more of a Roddy nigga, though. I'm going to keep Roddy. I fuck with Roddy more than Bobby. Yeah. I fuck with Bobby, though.
Bobby nice, too. Bobby
I know. Nice. Hold you. I still fuck more little with Roddy, though.
I ain't gonna hold you. Since Bobby and Rowdy, New York has been desperate. Yes.
Yeah,
y'all niggas been desperate.
Y'all niggas.
Y'all niggas are hype beast niggas. The game is fucking dying because of you.
Who?
You guys are letting non-talent. I don't give a fuck. It's just not so, talent.
Niggas just can't like something?
Like it all you want.
Niggas just can't like something, right?
Y'all
like,
can fuck up the art and craft on y'all time. Don't hype shit that ain't fucking representing New York, and we gonna be the laughing stock of the game, which we are right now. Y'all got Atlanta niggas eating y'all niggas up. West niggas is making a resurgence right now.
Who to who?
Yeah, I'm like, just saying. I'm just saying.
Because they do the same thing out there. Money. Too. The same thing out here. They money. Do the same shit.
I'm just saying.
It's like a mirror.
A mirror. It y'all is. All keep hyping this shit up.
Who was
this drill music? This drill music.
Y'all
going to
keep hyping this shit up.
Tiger. I like Tiger.
I don't know.
Now y'all niggas don't know.
Alright,
whatever.
You listen, I don't listen to West Coast.
Well, you listen to people like these niggas that give you nothing but a good time, which is cool. But then if New York is gonna turn into that type of rap, that's why I start rapping.
But it's like a million other rappers too.
That's true, but so, this shit I'm not gonna pioneer that one.
That shit hot.
Sorry.
That shit hot.
That shit bogus.
That no buzz.
Money
no buzz. Respect. I need that.
No
money.
Talent. No skill.
I need that.
No nothing. Yeah.
Like, yo, no, saying, nothing.
You can go and speak on a mic and do the same shit.
Not me.
It don't take nothing to do it.
I didn't think of that.
You could rap off beat. You could do it. You could dance off beat. You could do it. Like, my nigga, y'all niggas need it. New York has come, like, it's deteriorating before our eyes. If y'all don't see that, y'all niggas don't love music. Period.
I love all types of music.
Yeah,
all right.
You don't
period. Like music. I like words.
I like words too, but I'm not going to Pop Smoke for words.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want to listen to words. I listen to Jay-Z. I listen to Murda.
I'm not going
to
pioneer it because
Styles P. If I want to hear words, game. I listen to other
it's
niggas.
Hurting the game, and we've been hurt.
And I just want to hear somebody's emotions. Then, you know what I mean? I want to hear it.
It could be worse.
That's how you feel? I have a nigga. You with that? You know what? Hey, we got it. Gun on my head. Hey, you know what I mean? Lower your tone. Cause you can get hit. Hey, what? Boy. That shit bring me back to like fucking high school. Like when Styles P and the Lux first came out and they was talking about gun buttons, smacking niggas.
I'm hopping
in the Porsche with the yellow Porsche with the yellow checks in my yo. That's the vibe it give me. Like, yeah, nigga, I'm a smacking nigga. New York fan, what up? That's why I like that shit, son.
We'll revisit this conversation.
That shit is New York as hell to me.
When that nigga fizzle out next.
Who cares? I don't care about that. That never says longevity.
I mean, yo,
see, that's my problem. Y'all heard it first. He said, who gives a fuck about longevity?
No, I said, I don't give a fuck about his longevity.
I'm dead.
I said, I don't give a fuck about his longevity.
I'm dead.
You know what I mean?
I'm dead.
That's my point. Longevity. That's a difference.
That's my point. Continue.
But y'all said you said the same thing about 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
He lasts a very long time.
Yeah.
And I feel like the same thing happened with Pop Smoke.
Oh, yeah.
He's on a lie.
Yeah, bro. I still bump 6ix9ine music. I don't give a fuck.
We'll see.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah,
he's not changing.
Shit, not.
He's not. I like one song.
There's a problem that knocks.
That's swerving shit hard.
When I'm on my bike, I'm in my tunes. That shit.
Swerving.
That's the A Boogie shit, though.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? I knock, son. That shit bang, nigga. Fuck, I care. You didn't snitch on me. I don't know these niggas.
Music got all types of genres of music.
Yeah, that's an all type shit, man.
I'll say it could be worse.
I get in my
mind. It is worse. It's dying.
I get in my country bad every once in a while. You know what I mean?
Is it worse from what? What do you mean? Like when it started?
Here's my next question.
I don't think it's worse at all. I just think you have more access.
So much access.
Yeah.
Does it keep the quality?
Excessive. Don't gatekeepers no more. That's what it comes down to.
True. Yeah, which is fine.
Which is fine. Yeah, it's no harder way of getting.
Don't you take a dive in quality then?
Yeah, you do.
That's what's happening.
If you want to receive a light sauce of quality.
I mean, if you look at like the overall, yeah, but if you. You could still focus in on like some really, really good quality.
Bullshit, because your favorite rapper will hop on a fucking feature on one of these artists that you don't like. And it happened. So I don't. This is bullshit. It's bullshit. I don't care what you say. The music is.
Well, if you understand what that move does, then yeah, of course.
No, they fucks with the sound and they want to be on a fucking. They want to be on a song.
And.
And they're fucking lit right now. They're lit right now. So I'm gonna be lit too.
Take their leverage and do what with it. And then, and then fizzle out.
Too. Whatever though. That's it. You want to talk about these things as history teachers? You're like a future teacher. You're like, you're talking about shit in the future. Like,
I'm just saying, if y'all don't like music, y'all don't like, y'all not fucking with the music right.
Good. I like it. All right, then continue. All right, so yeah, you don't like the new artists right now, right? Pop Smoke and all that. But here's a good example. Playboi Carti.
Trash.
His whole life. Okay, he's trash to you and all that. Right. His whole career. Guess who signed him? ASAP Rocky. Now, at ASAP Rocky, he's part of Ty Career and all that. He gets on songs with them. They want to be on his music. He gets featured with J. Cole. One of my favorite rappers. And come on, they like his music. They like his sound. Same thing with Young Thug. Mumble rapper.
I like Young Thug.
Here's a question.
I like Young Thug. And he grew on me. I didn't like him from the beginning. But it was just like, alright, man.
Hold on, he think he did something. Watch this.
They like the sound.
Playboi Carti gonna be a broke nigga.
I mean.
Let them bite his style and get nothing from it. Because that's what we in it for, right?
I mean, what's the point? The topic.
Let another nigga take your sound, make it sound better. Usually, back in the day, they'll fuck you up for even sounding like a nigga or even being close to that. Yo, chill, sir.
I think this is bugging the fuck out.
But you went off topic there.
That's not off topic.
Because you're going about somebody, like buying off somebody's sound. That's not, you're talking about liking somebody's
so
music.
Y'all don't care about money at all. Y'all not trying to make leverage for yourself. You're not trying to. Being in the game to make bread and then do other things to make leverage on yourself. So you're going to be okay with people biting your sound. Yeah, they fuck with your sound, but do they big you up and put you in front? Mm. Are you getting that bread?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
He in there?
They do.
Y'all know him? You heard it. What's the last track?
I don't know.
But you hear his sound and his verbs and hear niggas taking his biting and shit, right?
I don't know about that either.
See what I'm saying?
I just know he's making money.
Y'all niggas...
But who are you talking about?
I know that much. You talking about Playboi Carti? Everybody hopping on the shit. And
yeah, like people love his music.
Yeah,
he shuts down stadiums.
Yeah, I see a lot of people like his music. I don't fuck with it.
Bigger than your favorite artist.
But I see him. I see people fuck with him.
Rihanna's favorite artist is Playboi Carti. Him and Childish Gambino, which is so weird. That like I don't
because
get like
they,
the
they're paying homage to his sound, so that's his form of being in Rihanna? The game.
Rihanna's paying homage to his Playboi Carti sound.
If niggas is biting it,
I know who's biting it. I don't know. I know who's biting it. Pop Smoke is trash, and you don't like his music.
No, not even.
Like,
all right.
Like, that's what.
How
that's,
I, no, no.
That's what
how
I'm trying to get the top. You went off.
No,
with the
I
whole
didn't.
People
no, because you
biting sounds
think.
And
listen,
shit.
Listen,
I don't.
Listen, I break shit down by obviously regionally. Regionally, this is how shit bubble. You own your neighborhood, your bubble outwards, and it radiates. I study the game, son. So I see how the sound changes and there's a wave. Like, y'all don't look at it that way. Y'all don't. So
I'm not in that music business.
So
I definitely don't hear that one.
So I'm noticing how the quality of music representing New York, coming out of New York, is far less than quality coming from other places. That's all I'm saying.
I don't feel that way either, because like I said earlier, the West is doing the same shit.
But their shit stick more.
To who?
Like, they've been doing the trapping shit, and it's like a mirror. It's the drill music out there is the same from out here. The music is the same shit. So it's just like the fucking political debate. Fucking, we going to Republican and democracy. They're the same shit. They same wing. It's nothing has changed. Nothing has changed.
I just think New York sound better.
New York do sound better.
I just think New York sound better.
It do sound better.
I always fuck with that style. I don't think so. It's definitely drill, which is Chicago. I don't even like drill music. I don't even like that style. So I guess it's crazy. New York became Swagger Jackets. But well, let's go somewhere else.
We're gonna like slightly step off the music. We're gonna stay in music a little bit, but I saw that. Nipsey's baby's mother's having like custody battles.
Well, she's a custody though.
She was a custody?
Yeah, and she wasn't taking care of her daughter. So that's why they're trying to do all of these things to make sure that she's not trying to get the money from.
She was on the bits? On the dope?
Yeah, she wasn't nowhere near like taking care of her daughter.
Oh, shit.
She was just trying to get bread off of them.
Didn't that make sense? Okay, well, now I feel bad about talking about this. I thought this was like a normal functioning person.
No.
That's just
she's trying to clean up, which is respectable, but your past kind of predicts your future, kind of. Which, unfortunately, with the system, that's how that works.
Okay, so, yeah, we won't talk about that then.
Not that bitch?
I want to get the real article up here. And... thank you for your patience.
I was about to say something. I'm like this nigga. I'm like, yo, son, there's a lot of dead air going on right now.
The founder of an African American history museum in Louisiana was found dead in the trunk of a car this past Friday. They were found like 3.5 miles like away from their house.
It was a woman.
Yeah, Sadie Roberts Joseph.
They're killing women.
She's considered an icon in the Baton Rouge communities in Louisiana.
Definitely racial.
But they said that, I mean, it's still new, so the police haven't said, like, what led them, what encouraged them to go and, like, look. But they found the body, and there isn't any word on if it's, like, foul play or what.
So where was the car? In the trunk. She was found
in the trunk of a car. They didn't say who the car belonged to.
They didn't say how they came up on the car. Yeah. Why they even popped the trunk.
What's that state again?
Louisiana.
Yeah.
That sound like
some red pill blue.
The fuck,
shit.
Nigga?
What happened?
What the fuck you do? All right. Let's just
Emmett Till. We'll
just
say
we just
right?
came over here, on and we found something. You know what I mean? Like that don't sound right. I'm sorry at all. I don't like that shit.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, even if they're saying like they still have. To investigate and find out more. It's like, all right, but like, well, Mr. Officer, how did you get here?
Yeah, like that's basic information I need to know right now.
Even if you said like, oh, I was just doing a patrol and no, just
tell me
like, yeah,
tell
but
me
like
that.
For you to say like, oh, I'm not gonna say, it was Mississippi, even though I'm not gonna say
it's Mississippi.
No, Emmett Till was in Mississippi.
Oh yeah,
the same around there.
Down south.
Yeah, I mean like you're not gonna say like what's the police report?
Yeah,
like release the report. Well, yes, all right, Monday.
Sound like a
I guess,
cover, bro.
More will develop by the time this podcast releases
more
streets.
Niggas getting clout for killing old women.
That sound weird, man. Because she was well revered, well respected in the community, like well known. So for her at 75 to go out like that, and you you found a museum, like
rest in peace.
75 years young, huh?
Yeah, man. I don't know. That's just kind of weird, I thought.
Definitely weird. And it's in Louisiana?
Yeah, Louisiana.
Fuck out of here.
But on a somewhat lighter note, who's that?
Young Thug.
That nigga right here?
That's Young Thug.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I thought the glass was the brave.
So, sad news again.
Sad news again?
WWE wrestler Jeff Hardy was arrested for being intoscated in public.
Oh, he's so
dumb. I thought you were going to say the nigga died.
Nah,
yo, that nigga said sad news.
He's looking mad sad out there. Yo, look at him, man. Come on.
That ain't his first time.
That nigga Swanton bombed somebody.
Yeah, that's definitely not his first time.
That nigga Swanton bombed somebody.
That ain't his fucking first time,
bitch. He Swanton somebody on the cop like car.
Any regular white dude in a bar, I bet, son.
Swanton bombing niggas and shit.
Nah, you know,
that nigga getting autographed in that motherfucker.
I met him in person, my goodness.
Word?
Man, so I met him in person.
That's why it's...
That's why you bring it up. Yeah. You know the nigga.
Damn, he ain't doing good that's after you've seen him.
Gang, gang. I hate
you. Yeah. Yeeks. That was my guy. Nah, you know, what I saw too? Freaking Joakim Noah on the Big Three. Like, wasn't he just on the Knicks last season?
God damn.
Now he at the Barclays?
He wasn't on the Knicks. I don't know what the heck.
We gonna be at Lincoln next? You gonna be back at Lincoln next year?
I think the Knicks still paying him.
Lincoln High School?
Yeah,
play for Lincoln Lights?
But again, yeah, he was coach.
Shit with their deals.
The assistant
yeah,
coach.
That nigga said he's gonna be at Lincoln next season.
That shit goes.
Yo, that man said he's gonna be in Lincoln next season.
Yo, speaking of the Big Three, Lamar Odom has been deactivated from the Big Three.
What? How you get deactivated from a pickup game? What the
fuck? That pickup game where
did he volunteer? Like,
violated that nigga.
Yo, is he okay though?
Yeah, I mean,
he on the rock again?
Is past, there any reason?
The past Wednesday, the Big Three Basketball League released a statement letting the fans know Odom, along with the former NBA players Jermaine O'Neal, Baron Davis, and Bonzi Wells, have been deactivated for the 2019 season.
Oh, that means ain't nobody want to. They ain't get picked up?
They ain't want to play no more. They was a squad. They just.
Weren't they all together?
Yeah, some shit like that.
Okay.
They was on the team, Baron Davis?
Nah, no, they was different teams.
Oh, okay, okay.
Different teams.
Ain't nobody want to fuck with them.
Nah, they ain't pay their admission fee.
They didn't pay their league fees. They pay their league dues.
No, that's messed up. That's I feel like something, my fault, something's got to develop underneath that. Like,
yo, so check this out. Although we're not certain dues. As to what caused the deactivation, according to, what, they said TMZ? Oh, shit. The 39-year-old former NBA championship was worried about his ability to play. Last month, what is it? Ability to play. The site states that he was nervous about being embarrassed on the court. Last month, Odom joined the Big Three League, which is founded by Ice Cube, along with some.
So he ain't been in the league for 1 month?
Yeah.
He's probably lost his confidence.
Fucking like rock, boy.
Shit, yeah. It's fucked up.
And Ice Cube was tight about that shit, boy. Like, huh? We need people that's gonna play. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, nah, don't put me in. Like, what? What? Nah. Deactivated. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that just sounds so yeah, funny. They was, deactivated for the 2019 season.
I'm gonna read the story that you pointed at. So, Young Thug says that Lil Nas X shouldn't have told the world that he's gay.
Damn.
That's what it was?
That's what that was. I guess, you know, I guess.
But well, didn't Young Thug do that? But yo, isn't like, the, what?
I mean,
Young Thug said he was gay, then he's not gay, but then it came out that he was like molested as a kid. And
nah,
like,
he's bisexual, but he got a girlfriend. He got a.
He got kids,
yeah. He got a kids and all that.
What?
Young
Thug?
Yeah, Young
Thug. Oh, I thought you were talking about Lil Nas X.
Oh,
no. I was like, where?
Let me show you back.
Ain't sure he bad, right?
Ain't sure he bad.
Yeah, I believe it.
But
he got sexual money too, so he on another shit.
Right.
He be on another shit.
Donald Trump faces backlash after he tells Democratic congresswomen to go back and fix the broken, crime infested places they came from.
Oh, shit. So, where'd she go from? That just makes me ask him, where'd she go from? I want to attack Donald Trump off the rip, but it is like, well, all right, so where'd she go from? you know
Michigan.
I mean? Michigan. Yeah.
Minnesota and New York.
Mm.
Talked about Rashida Tlaib from Michigan, Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, and AOC from New York.
Well, okay. I don't even fuck. What nobody said. I think the city's a lot safer than it's ever been.
Of course.
Yeah. There's white people.
I grew up in New York. Like, so it's like, mm-hmm. I feel a lot safer. But it makes me nervous going out of. It's like, yeah, right. I feel like I don't belong here now. It's like, nigga, I'm from here. But it's like,
so yeah.
I gotta walk on eggshells around here. I don't know motherfuckers around here. Right. Fuck y'all niggas come from. Nigga, I remember when I came back to the hood and I seen a map.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. Like, what?
I said, who's this map for? I know where we at. I said, what the fuck is this map for? I said, where the fuck my gray shell at, man? I want some fucking pots and school supplies right now. I would get pots, school supplies, socks, scotch tape. I get anything from that motherfucker.
Now you go to Walmart. Yeah,
fuck Walmart. I still don't like Walmart.
So we was talking about NBA the last episode.
Yeah.
And they, one of our predictions, was it our, yeah, fuck it. One of our predictions came into fruition. Westbrook Harden of the Union.
What you think about that? Cause the internet killing that shit.
I think Harden saved Westbrook, cause
yeah,
like it. If Westbrook wasn't on a relevant team, then you
fizzled out.
Yeah, Westbrook would have fizzled out. Cause
the media really don't be backing him.
He hasn't been on a relevant team. He's been in Oklahoma.
Well, I mean, still like the fact that he was drafted there, the drama with KD. You know what I mean? There's like selling points, and I think he like does things. He's like a staple in the community. He's active in Oklahoma, so he's the man out there. He's like the only All-Star. But I think if he went to Miami, you know what I mean?
I feel like it'd be the same thing though.
I don't think. I think Miami's a hard.
I think Westbrook's a star. So no matter where he went,
Star.
I personally don't think so.
Well, you know, him and Harden been playing every off season at that one spot. In L.A.
Yeah, but they
him and Melo and have a bunch ball. Of other people.
They did the math on that. They was like,
yo, we can ball
His usage rate is 44. Harden's like 45. Mm. Yeah, my nigga. It's like three other niggas on the court.
And then they both are triple-double machines.
You seen that one meme? When they're like, yo, when Russell and Harden... A one assist away from a triple double, and there's two niggas
passing back and forth. Oh, nigga, take the shot.
Yo, I was dying when I That's seen funny. It. These niggas just passed the ball, shot clock violation, everything. So it was like, what you doing? You know what I mean? Like, so that's how I hope it don't be like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how I imagine that game to be.
I think
somebody's gonna have to take a back seat.
I think Westbrook would be the one
to take the back seat because he's coming to his guys.
Yeah. And just be a better facilitator
and still be a triple double machine.
But then again, like just
a true triple double machine.
Yeah, more assist.
I don't know, man. I got asterisks next to this.
Because you know why? I think it's
possible. I watched him steal rebounds from teammates. Like,
I think it's possible because of the type of gameplay we're playing now. It's a volume shooting game.
I was thinking that Westbrook might even take less shots because his points per game was going down.
Mm.
Westbrook's production offensively was shit.
He can't shoot, though.
Yeah, exactly. So let Harden do all of that.
Yeah. You can't shoot.
Let him just catch the oops and slash in.
This is his worst shooting year ever.
Yeah, like he's
horrible. And he was horrible before.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? He was a bad shooter before.
Yeah.
But this last year.
He approved, but yeah.
This last year was trash. Like, you're my fan.
Yeah.
You're missing open shots.
Yeah.
A lot of open shots.
So you play hard though.
Yeah. No, you do play hard.
So yeah, man, I'm like this NBA Jam. They need to come up with it. Fuck 2K and Live. Just come up with NBA Jam.
Right? The duos are back, right?
Really?
The duos are back.
Yeah,
that's just fat.
I think it's balanced.
Kawhi did that.
No more 30 days.
Kawhi did that.
I'm trying. Kawhi
did that.
Mm-hmm. Kawhi did that. He's still balanced.
They call him the fucking Danos.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, they wild.
It took a championship to be won out the country for the
Yeah, that was crazy. Nigga said LeBron missed the playoffs one time. Yep. And a whole other fucking country was entitled.
Not even nobody in the States. Crazy.
I was dying with that one.
So, attorneys for the cop who fatally shot Brotham Jean are trying to get her murder trial moved out of Dallas.
I don't even
that's
know
the shorty that basically thought she went into her apartment.
Oh, and call that and black and ooh, shot that black dude in sleep.
Yeah.
Ooh. So what happened? The attorneys.
So they thought she was fleeing because she had left the state, but they was trying to actually move because I guess she's getting threats. That's white. That's that white privilege, bro.
She was fleeing. So yeah, they were right. Fleeing, yeah, that's fleeing. Yeah. So they were right. You were fleeing, bitch. I'm gonna find me 13 get.
Yeah.
Stay the fuck here. Yeah,
since you thought it was your house.
Yeah.
Threats, yo, y'all. Saw that new MLK, the return.
Cool. Chris Morgan, my guy.
Yeah, man.
Yo, the 5-foot assassin. You didn't see
you
that?
See that? Didn't see that video.
When I just said. What I just said, niggas be ignoring me.
Actually, when you bring him back up, I kind of feel sorry for him, you know? I hear his side of the story, man. Like,
The short nigga? The short nigga, from the Bengal Boys, right?
Like, yeah, his point of view.
Did you see his interview, though? His 9-minute interview on Channel 12 News.
Why are they talking to him? He's short.
You see, that's why he's beefing.
Yep,
that's exactly why he's beefing. That's exactly why he's beefing, because niggas like you was
tired
of it. Yeah. This nigga just said, why are you talking to me? Sure. Yeah. Like, that's exactly his beef. It's like, yo, what the fuck?
So, what's the point? Like, I'm still confused.
Yo,
like,
but he got other points. He got other views on his
people
Well, you know what it's called? Napoleon.
Well, it's only that because you just said it. You didn't even see him. You don't even know him. He's short.
We get it.
But he's angry, though.
But we get it.
Who gets it?
We get it. You're short. What? You can't reach things. Cool. All right. Do other things.
No, you gotta see the video.
That's not the beef, though.
I'm glad somebody popped his head off his shoulders, though.
That's the beef, though.
I'd have mushed him, too.
People keep making fun of me for being short. That's the beef.
Good for him.
You gotta see.
That's the beef. It's not that he's short. He's fine with being short. That's what it is. That's not the beef. It's not me being short. It's you telling me how short I am. And how I don't mean nothing because I'm short. How I should deserve to die because I'm short. And that's the beef.
That shit was crazy.
But people don't deserve human rights. Y'all worry about this nigga short self. He a grown ass man, probably got kids.
See? See
nah, he don't got kids.
Well, that's life.
Nah, he don't. He
actually think he's homeless.
He lives in his van.
Yeah, by choice.
So you mad at him? Yo, I ain't worried about that little nigga.
When that nigga start busting his gun.
Oh yeah, he did say this is it.
He said
today.
He said I'm the new MLK. And if niggas don't like it,
with his miniature Yankee bat.
Yo, he said I bruised my knee from hitting the tree with the miniature Yankee bat.
You can't see it. Heal up.
Yo, my nigga, you gotta see the interviews.
Yeah, please see it. Please see it. It is hilarious.
The sentence, the interview starts off. So what happened yesterday? 9 minutes later, you don't find out where his parents live. Mm-hmm. You don't find out who robbed them. You don't find out who and what and how they played him.
His past business ventures.
His past years ago.
His dating hurdles.
Yo, the interview dude said, what happened yesterday? 9 minutes later, he goes, and your name is what? Chris Morgan. And how tall are you? 5 foot. Like, yo.
And how old are you?
I'm
45 and I'm 5 foot flat.
Yo, that interview nigga, the news reporter was an ass.
He was. I done the same thing. Because since you want to make it a big deal, I'm asking you the questions.
Yo. This nigga asked one question in the beginning, and he's like, "Are you good? All right, so what's your name? What's your age? And how tall are you now?"
How tall are you now?
Yeah.
Yo.
What? Like,
that nigga's he said 5 foot, but I think he's like a strong 4'11".
Yeah, 4'11". He looks 4'11". He looks short, way shorter when I see him.
Yeah,
he does look. He had a kid behind him that looked taller than him.
Word, the kid looked like he was 8.
That's perspective, but he probably was taller than that.
I'm glad Mike mushed this shit.
Yo, you saw the dude grab him too?
He did a duck
and place his hands on like a smaller, you know what I mean? He had to make sure he put his arms on him right.
They started having conversations.
Like, he didn't realize, like, he meant to attack a full grown man, but didn't realize, like, he had a
y'all do
down.
Understand that this whole thing started off of an assumption. Because he's seen a girl smirk.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
it, no.
Oh, but
it started off.
Y'all watched the interview.
Oh, no, yeah, y'all watched the interview.
Because he's ordered his food and he kept repeating his order.
He had a long day. He had a long day.
He kept repeating his order over and over again. And then when he tried to say, do you understand what I'm saying? Then she starts going, yeah, yeah. And does a smirk and giggles up.
He from New York, right?
Long Island.
Long Island. Yeah, deal with it.
What was it, five in the morning?
You made it through school, high school, all that.
You're 45, bro.
Deal with it, bro.
Yeah, true, true. You 45,
deal with it, bro.
Deal with that shit.
So I'm not.
Keep dealing. I got to keep taking shit from people.
You know what?
Deal with it.
I got to keep taking shit from people.
You have to slap somebody, make an example. Yeah. Deal with it.
And that's what he did. He
tried and he lost.
Are you
not?
Right, my question
keep
is
pressing
this.
Him.
Are you a black man?
Yeah.
All right, then.
So?
You're not out here about to spaz on people and all that shit?
True.
Maybe your experience is different, but you know what I mean?
But
you see, all the black men out here,
I
fed up with shit that's happened.
I don't talk for them.
He's talking for all the mother.
He's talking for him. He's talking for him.
Yeah, he's talking for him.
Yeah, that guy's talking for him.
No, he's talking for equality.
Yeah, but he's still talking from his perspective. He's talking for him.
Because after he said, this is it. He's like, from my perspective.
He's talking for
like,
him.
I'm going to take charge. Like, man.
And then he's starting talking for the other people getting bullied. Because he's like, yo, I'm the new M.O.K., son. I'm the new M.O.K.
Yeah, that was pretty bold of him to
out
just
of his
take that.
Friggin' mind.
He said it's strong, too.
Strong.
I'm the new M.O.K. today.
Yeah, yo, he doubled down on that. He said it twice.
More like Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yeah, it is what it is, but it's only because people keep pressing them. Like, it's a pressure cooker. You put it under pressure and heat, it's gonna pop. What the fuck, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even see why people.
And those are people that be fucking.
He need to
suicide,
talk to his parents.
Mass murderers and shit like that.
Like, why y'all niggas hooked up? Like, I'm mad short. Like, y'all ain't think this through?
That's hilarious.
Like, but you blaming other people, like.
But the world's cool though.
Word, like you live in New York and you ain't know that. Come on. But let's see.
There's some jokes out here.
So yeah, Kevin Wise, what do you think about Kevin Wise buying a crib?
Oh yeah.
A condo over the.
Oh, Corey.
Yeah, Corey Wise.
Corey. Yeah, Corey. My bad.
Kevin Wise. Yeah.
I think that's sad.
I think so too.
To like be there and it's like.
Why do you think it's sad?
Cause
that's the
like
place took his life.
It took your whole life away.
It's a reminder.
Like, it's like.
I mean, but he has to live on.
Stockholm syndrome.
He got to live on.
This is the place.
We want to
go somewhere else.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
he paid 1.5 million.
Yeah, he did pay some bread. Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah,
you know what
did.
I mean? Like I think
that was,
to me,
the price for that was like.
To me, not only
I wouldn't want to like be in the city. Like, everybody else left and went to Atlanta.
Yeah, they doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, he doesn't have an identity outside of the Central Park 5.
You don't.
Yeah,
he can't get a job.
That was the last, really, I feel
you. Know what I mean? So, and he's fucked up. Like,
yeah,
not,
you can visually see.
Yeah, he's.
Did you see that
he's
Oprah
thing? Damaged. I still haven't seen it yet.
That
but he's damaged from his experience.
That shit is dope. Watch that.
Yeah, for those of you just joining in, we're just talking about the Corey Wise purchasing that condo. Was it
condo
over by Central Park?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
For 1.5 million.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I mean, I
would
want him to live
his
life
from the,
you know,
thing, right? He took about $8 million from the
regardless of what happened
from the settlement.
If he wants
I would have put 1.5 of my 8 into that, but
he's looking at it as he's being it's like a constant reminder of what happened.
Like Stockholm,
to him.
Like,
really it took a lot of years from his life, and it's like his identity is like kind of stuck to that situation. It's like he can't move on, and you can visually see that he still has damage, like
from the
experience.
And where he bought the condo,
overseeing
Central
Park.
I thought Brooklyn the whole time.
No.
I heard Brooklyn.
Nah. So over
really?
Watching
yeah,
the Central Park.
It's kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and you pay 1.5.
I want that shit free, man.
Free,
right? Yeah.
Yo, I heard Brooklyn the whole time.
Yeah,
That's how much Brooklyn I got.
shut down. Yeah, man. So, I just think that's sad, because especially this story, you know what I mean? He went there for his friend. You know, the friend's like, if that story was exactly, you know what I mean, how it happened and everything and he was isolated from everything else, like, it's fucked up.
They did him dirty.
You know, so.
You didn't even send a kite to your man, son? Like, you couldn't send a kite to the nigga?
Where her mom's was like, nah, leave that alone.
Yeah. That's I'm sorry. I would have had a W mom's like, nah, I gotta send a kite to this nigga. I gotta send a kite to
hold his head. Like,
he shouldn't even be here. Yeah. I shouldn't be here either. Word. But he definitely shouldn't be here.
His name wasn't on the list.
Mm-hmm. And that shit crazy. He's only here because he wanted to make sure I was safe.
And like,
looking after your dog.
Yeah.
Like, if you haven't seen it, like, it's the, I guess.
Did you see the Ken Burns one? There's a Ken Burns
dog. Oh, yeah. Movie. I know. I seen that one.
I like that one better than, when you see it. Yeah.
That was more like a dramatization of
what happened. I guess because I like that. I want to see the physical footage actual people.
What happened.
And I thought that was just a lot better.
Yeah.
I still feel the same emotion. Same emotion.
It's funny. I just rather watch
that one.
That was good. Both was good. Both was good. Very good.
No. It was good. It was definitely good.
Definitely good.
But when I seen the Ken Burns one, it was just like, all right. I like it. I'm seeing actual footage of these people here, and you're like, oh. And now, yes, when you go back, you're like, oh, okay, cool. They got it. They got pretty much of it right.
And like,
but when they see us, they got it pretty much right, son.
And when they had they did actually a behind the scenes with Oprah hosting it on Netflix called When They See Us, and then it speak to them, and they didn't know what happened to Corey.
Because
they didn't know.
He went.
So watching the movie, pretty much put them on to what he experienced.
Wow.
So they didn't talk to him after he got out.
That's the crazy. That's what I'm trying. Like,
oh, y'all niggas did me dirty like that. Mm. So even once we got out, you didn't even come talk to me.
Well, I'm pretty sure they did speak to him. But
I think they couldn't find him.
They couldn't find him.
Because remember, he got transferred
all over the place.
And this is before Facebook.
So it was different to get in contact.
Yeah, that's so.
They the when they see us, they got a good glimpse for them. Feel like when
they see us, it's for them.
And giving them a whole new brand and their name representing them instead of me in the Central Park Five.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah,
Well, sounds like homies up there playing the music.
Yeah, I mean, that looks like our cue,
right?
I hope you guys enjoy the show.
Yeah,
I really do, man.
We had fun recording
episode 10, man.
Episode 10 is in the books.
It's in the bag, man. We in here.
Also, before we close out, this is the social part. So, where can follow us?
You can follow me on Twitter
throughout the week.
S Spliffington on Twitter. Senior Spliffington on IG. I be on Clover. I'm on Tag. I'm on all that shit too, man. I'm on Happen. You know what I mean? I'm on Plenty of Fish. Check the guard out. I'm just trying to fall in love, man.
You just out there.
Everywhere. City Boy Summer,
everywhere.
Man. I'm just trying to get my heart taken. What's up, man? I'm a thot. Give me lit. Oh, you know what I mean?
God. But you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram. TheAnomaly_CP.
Holler at me at IG, Just a Kid.
Oh, yeah, Twitter, D_Duckins. I thought he had more to say.
No!
Yeah, I
was
like, all right.
Just the one.
Oh, just all the right. one. Yeah, Twitter, D_Duckins. Instagram, IG, it's TheAnomaly_D_Duckins. I like underscores.
I see that.
It's cool.
I'm about to put an underscore somewhere too.
If you want to join the conversation again, you want to hashtag TheAnomalyPod.
What?
Anything else y'all want to
add? I seen the hand. Thank you, man. Episode 10. Thank you.
Word.
Thank you, man.
Episode 10.
I appreciate it. I really, really do. I love y'all, man.
All right, we out.
Survive.